Thank you for your support and generosity to this church. Oh, too far. We bid you welcome, who come seeking rest, who come with hope in your heart, seekers, explorers, welcome. Who come as a homecoming, welcome. Wherever you are on your journey, welcome. Welcome to this wayside hostel. I love that phrase, that sentiment from Sing Out Praises for the Journey, wayside hostel. A wayside hostel built by those who knew wild roads. So this church was built, not this building, this church was built in 171 years ago by those who knew wild roads, who had come west to a new frontier and brought their liberal faith on their journey, their belief in human goodness, in possibility, in love and truth and wonder. And we who gather here stay in that wayside hostel, the one they built. And we find in this place a place to gather ourselves, to consult the map, talk with other travelers before we head out for our own wild roads. Some of those wild roads are right here in this place, and some of them are right inside your heart. Many of the indigenous people of this continent speak of the seven directions. You know the first four: east, south, west, north. But there's also, of course, up to the stars from whence we come, and down to the center of the earth, our home. And the seventh direction is inward. This inward journey can be the most treacherous and the most breathtaking. For when we journey inward, we journey home. Home to our heart, home to our center, home to the place that we connect to the universe, to the holy, to that still small voice within. We sing out praises for the journey, and we sing that we'll get there, we know within, and we sing of returning again. We speak of that phenomenon so famously described by T.S. Eliot that at the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. What I love about Unitarian Universalism is that it is both a home and a journey. That in this religious home, we can journey through your life, journey through a whole world of religious ideas and inspirations, change your mind, learn new things, grow and doubt and grow some more, and stay in the same religious home the whole time. It's the advantage of our non-creedal nature and our embrace of democracy and pluralism and science. We keep discovering and we keep learning for each other. You can change your mind and you don't have to change your church. This church is here to support and encourage your individual journey, to provide you a place to come back to return again and be centered and propelled for the next week. But being part of this church is also about our journey together. We as a community are headed down wild roads. The world is changing. Technology and globalization, multiculturalism, bringing amazing changes to all kinds of institutions, and sometimes heaven knows where we are going. But we'll get there. It's going to be exciting. We've got a map, but the map is not the territory, and so there will be some adventure. We know some of the landmarks of our journey for this coming year. We're going to spend some time exploring the enchanted valley, if you like, of radical hospitality. A way of being that reaches out of our loneliness, out of fear and worry, and faithfully builds connections, builds community. Into our home, we welcome the travelers who come weary and hopeful and seeking comfort. Another landmark on our journey this year is that we will celebrate the journey into ministry as we ordain one of our own members, Jim Parrish, into the Unitarian Universalist ministry this October. His journey took him into wild roads, and it is this home that sent him and kept him going. And so we're going to have a great party by the side of the road and welcome the returning traveler and then send him away on his way again. Another landmark is that for a few months, the folks who are usually your guides on the journey will step off the path and leave you somewhat to your own devices. Kimberly, our children's and membership director, our program director, she'll take maternity leave starting in the middle of December. And I, your senior minister, will take almost 3 months of sabbatical starting at the 1st of January. And we are going to be exploring some other wild roads. Try not to get too lost, okay? But getting a little lost is fine. Learning how to read the map without a lot of help, this is part of the journey and part of the growing, part of making this your home. We would not step off the road for a bit if we didn't have confidence that you'll do just fine. And all the while, through these and other landmarks, we'll enjoy the company of friends and make new ones. We'll talk and laugh and weep when inevitably one among us comes to the end of their journey as we know it. We'll gather provisions and feast together. If your journey has been calm and you are ready for adventure, welcome. We have what you're looking for. If your journey has been rough and hard and you need a home of comfort and love, welcome. We have what you're looking for. If you're ready to wander as you may, welcome. If you need love to guide your way, welcome. Whoever you are, wherever you are on your journey, welcome. Let us come and go together into this new church year. Welcome home. And let's get ready to go. We're going to sing together. It's 10:15 in your teal hymnal. The words are also up here. I know I can. And I invite you to rise in body and or in spirit.